Now it's time for the book report, brought to you by the Litography Project.
Ah, the Litography Project!
Shh. Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today we hear from the author Adam Johnson. In 2013, he won the Pulitzer Prize for The Orphan Master's Son, a novel set in North Korea's prison camps, palaces, and troubled waters.
My name is Adam Johnson, and my book report is on A Brief History of Seven Killings by the author Marlon James. It is centered around a real-life event, an attempted assassination of the reggae singer Bob Marley in Jamaica on December 3rd, 1970. Bob Marley grew up in these Kingston slums, had this hard background, did things, you know, that were maybe unsavory as a young man, and yet he transcended that. And by singing about love and peace, he became a hero to the whole country. And out of forces kind of beyond their control, all of his friends who grew up with him decide, unfortunately, that they're going to have to kill him, even though they love him more than anyone else in the world. It's a really compelling reading.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
These people are all gang members, and we watch them do bad things, and there are killings in the books. And yet, Marlon has this way, as they alternate speaking in their voices, of making them rich and warm and funny, and you care about them, even as they report on the horrible things they've done. I do believe that readers instantly care about characters who are trapped, who are in some circumstance beyond their control. The Marlon James novel, everyone is trapped in the slums and has to make horrible decisions because of poverty that we don't have to make in our lives. There's many characters and voices, and they do have a Jamaican lilt to how they speak. They're so rich and new. I just had never met any one of them, and I came to believe them all. Here's a character from early in the book. He's a character I love. His name is Papa Lo. And he is a hardcore gangbanger, but he's getting older and thoughtful. And in life, he's beginning to question maybe all the things he's done. And maybe he's not as tough as he used to be. And maybe he wants to get out in a certain way. And he's starting to lose the respect of all of his soldiers and enforcers. But he is also friends with Bob Marley, who in this book is referred to simply as the singer. Listen to me now. Me warn him, you know, my magnanimous gentlemen's. Long time I drop warnings that other people close, friend and enemy, was going to get him in a whole heap of trouble. Every one of we know at least one, don't it? Them kind of man who just stay a certain way, always have a notion, but never come up with a single idea. Always working plenty of scheme, but never have a plan. That was certain people. Here is my friend, the biggest superstar in the world, and yet him have some of the smallest mind to come out of the ghetto as friend. Me not gonna name who, but I warn the singer. I say, you have some people right close to you who gonna do nothing but take you down, you hear me? Me tired to say that to him, sick and tired. But him just laugh that laugh, that laugh that swallow the room, that laugh that sound like he already have a plan. I hope you could hear the rhythm of those lines and the kind of plosives and the turns and the intonations. There's a music to Marlon James's language that's different than mine, and I think it's just really lovely to be in.
That was author Adam Johnson. His latest collection of stories, Fortune Smiles, was released last week and can be found in bookstores across the city. Today's book report was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma.
You dip so, you dip so.